Downtown Roanoke Incorporated organizes Dickens of a Christmas every year, designed not only to celebrate the holiday season, but to draw people to shop and eat during their visit as well. Izzy Post with DRI says searching for the elf on a shelf has helped lure people into small business shops.
We've been doing it for a couple of years now. We've expanded it this year. You have up until January to do all of those. We've got about 16 scout elves. It's presented by Gentry Lock, distributed to the participating businesses. You pick up your passport at Mass General Store, find all those scout elves, get your stamp on your passport, and once you turn in that completed passport, you have a chance to win $1,000.
Dickens of a Christmas over the next three Friday nights includes a tree lighting this Friday behind the City Market building, the Christmas parade on December 13th, and the always popular pet costume contest on the 20th. There are family activities, horse-drawn carriage rides, even a snowless snowball fight on the 20th.
The Patrick Henry High School players will be back. They will be in their Dickens costumes. They've got some skits lined up. They'll be walking around the area and street performing those different skits, and that's really the heart of what this was, Dickens of a Christmas, and having those Patrick Henry High School players still in that traditional Charles Dickens Christmas Carol outfits, it really keeps us grounded to our roots.
Many of the downtown retailers stay open extra late during Dickens every year, hoping to encourage holiday partiers to shop small as well. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.